My guest today is Jesse Liberty. How are you, Jesse?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
What do I do? That's
for a living,
good
I mean.
Question. That's a good question. I'm a technical evangelist for Telerik, and I'm an author for Pluralsight, and an author for A-Press, and I take up a certain amount of space. And
you're a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy, yeah.
Let's talk about the. What are you doing for Pluralsight? I'm a big Pluralsight fan myself. I've been a subscriber for a couple of years now.
I've become a very big Pluralsight fan, and that's why I decided to start writing for them, because I think that they produce really good material.
I agree.
And I've been very, very happy. I can say also from the editorial side, they have first-class editors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Really, really professional organization.
So they're putting some demands on you to put out
yes.
a high-quality course.
Yes, absolutely.
Better.
And which is great.
What's your course?
Great. So, well, my latest course is called Windows 8 Using C# and XAML from Design to Delivery. And the idea of the course is that we come up with a concept for a product, and we do the wireframes, and then we do the sketches, and then we do the first screens, and then adding controls to those screens, and then adding more screens and navigating between them, and we build a whole product as we go.
Is this course designed to teach people how to build screens and use the Windows 8 tools, or is it more about the process?
It's more about the process, and it's more about the programming. It's much less about the design.
Okay.
I mean, it made it sound a lot of design. That's really just the very beginning. I would say that for folks who've read some about how to build Windows 8 apps, or they watched my earlier course on how to build Windows 8 apps, this one makes it very practical, very real. It says,
okay,
you know, let's take those Windows 8 skills and build a real product.
What's the product?
The product is called Conference Buddy, and
this is the one that we were talking about a couple of years ago when you were on my show last. Was that the one you're building
That was working with John Galloway. No, this is a different product.
Oh, okay.
This is
that has something to do with conferences, I remember.
You're right. I think we did have something fairly similar. This is a product that Phil Jabixi actually conceived. And I'm building a Windows 8 XAML version of Conference Buddy. Phil Jabixi is building the same thing in HTML.js, WinJS. And then Michael Crump is building a Windows Phone companion app.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Jeff Fritz and Carrie are building a back-end server to go with the application.
Carrie Payette,
yes.
They're building a web API or a Node.js thing?
I really need to sit down with them and we need to talk about it because
okay.
that's still
some kind of
a work in progress. But the idea is that all of the evangelists are all in on this product and so we're looking at it from a lot of different viewpoints. So I said, well, what a great process to capture as a learning experience.
Okay.
And that's how we turned it into the Pluralsight course.
Are you incorporating some of their stuff into your course? Or
no, mostly it's client-side front-end. How do you build the Windows 8 side of it and get it from that design stage to where you have different pages working together?
Walk me through the process. So you start with design.
We start
then,
with...
What's your process for doing this?
Well, we start with early design and wireframes, and they become something of a spec, functional spec.
Uh-huh.
And then we built the first page, which was gathering information about contacts that we meet at conferences. And we gather this various information, and then the question is, well, how do you store that information? So how do you write that to a file, and in what format? So it teaches a little bit of JSON and writing to a file, and then we want to show all of the contacts that we've gathered. So how do you build a list view? And how do you move between that list view and the individual so you have the master detail?
Oh, okay.
And then how do you create the events page and how do you have that per event go out to the different contacts and how do you integrate that with the JSON and get the different controls in place? And
Are you building offline storage as well, or
it's in the course it's all offline.
It's all offline.
And,
okay.
Right. So you're using JSON and you're using local files and. You're also using a lot of data binding, so it shows you a good bit about data binding, and it really brings in a lot of the core functionality.
What's the local data store?
The local data store is a JSON file.
It's just a file system.
Yeah, it's just a file system.
Text
so how do you and then also we got an opportunity to talk about, well, how do you talk to files in Windows 8? Because you do have some restrictions on file access in Windows 8.
Right.
So we got to talk about that, which is great. So that was really nice, and it was a nice compliment to the first course. The first course is more just basic fundamental skills. This right. one really applies them. So it's great. And for me, it's been a terrific learning experience, both in terms of Windows 8 itself, but also in terms of Pluralsight and how to build a good course out for their audience.
Tell me a little about that process. What goes into building a
Pluralsight? Well, it's really interesting. Pluralsight has a very interesting approach, which is that their segments are very, very short. And so instead of having a 10 or a 15 or a 20-minute segment, you typically have 2-minute and 3-minute and 4-minute segments. Mm-hmm. And then that gives a granularity that lets the user pick just the parts that they want. So typically what I do is I figure out what I want to present, and then I set up my slides. And so that will be in PowerPoint. So there'll be a little bit of PowerPoint mm-hmm. as an introduction. And then I will run through the demo until I get it the way I want, and then I'll turn on Camtasia and video the demo. Mm-hmm. And I do that in one of two ways. If it's a relatively short demo, then I will record the demo and voice at the same time. If mm-hmm. it's longer, I'll record the demo without voice, and then I'll voice over all the steps, mm-hmm. and then go back and cut out all the silence.
Okay.
In addition to all the ums and uhs and right. mistakes and so on. So you get a nice, tight, clean course where you're not wasting anyone's time. I'm told that I slow down a lot when I'm teaching, and that my courses are at a much slower pace than I normally talk.
Hmm.
And I think that's probably true. But the nice thing about Pluralsight is their player, you can speed up. So if I'm going too slow, you can just speed me right back up.
I routinely do that, actually. Not just for you. I mean, it's for everybody. I think 1.4
mm-hmm.
time seems to work for me.
Right.
For that player.
Right. Well, that's the nice thing about digital is that you can speed it up and you don't get that Mickey Mouse
right.
pitch change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to talk about it. You don't get that.
You've got a lot of experience with recording, too. You've had this Yapcast for, it's been a couple of years now.
Yet
right?
another podcast. Yet it's another been, podcast. Boy, it must be at least three years. It might be four.
How many episodes?
We have 94 episodes.
94?
So okay. I guess it's 3 years. Because we try for one a week, probably end up with 40 a year. So that's
okay,
right.
About
two and a half years yeah.
Okay.
And had a lot of luck. We've had some great folks from Microsoft on, and Mary Jo Foley's been on, and just a lot of fun people. And just had, last episode I just put up was with Phil Hack, mm-hmm. and we got into some great discussion about organizational stuff. He works for GitHub.
Right.
Interesting guy.
Former Microsofty.
Yeah. So thank you for mentioning Yapcast. You get to that by going to jesseliberty.com/podcast,
uh-huh.
but it's also on iTunes.
That's also, I've been listening for a long time. That's very tight. You do, I don't know how much editing you put into it, but there's very little ums or ahs or even dead space.
Yeah, I try to take them out. And
even at the end, you don't even say goodbye at the end.
Don't even say goodbye. That's right. Signature thing. It just goes, and it's out.
So the course is available now or is coming up?
It's available now on Pluralsight.com. Thank you for bringing us back to that. Both of the courses are. I'm working on a third course now on WPF and the Enterprise.
Okay. Are the samples, in order to see these samples, do I have to subscribe to Pluralsight, or are those available?
No, the samples are available through Pluralsight, and I believe they actually have two levels of subscription, one where you can watch the course,
mm-hmm.
and the other, the upgrade, where you can watch it offline and you can get the downloads and
okay.
I don't know how the whole thing works. I know that you
that's
can
exactly
get
that's exactly right. I have the higher level subscription.
Do you?
Yeah.
You can get a free starter from them where you get a certain amount of time to watch, usually
right.
a good chunk of a course.
Right.
So I think they have really honed their business model. They've got it to the point where it works well for the consumer, it works well for the author. I assume they're doing well. You know, they're producing a ton of material.
Yeah.
And
how long did it take you to produce your first course?
First one took me a little over two months.
2 months. How many hours do you think that was?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I would say I was putting in 4 to 6 hours on weekends and a few more hours on nights. So let's say 10 hours a week for 10 weeks, so about 100 hours,
okay.
I would guess, to produce a 4-hour course. That okay. sounds about right.
That sounds reasonable. That's
yeah. Second course went a lot faster, but I had a lot of the material already, so that was easier.
Right.
And I expect another 100 hours on the third course. But, you know, if I make, say, $500. That's $5 an hour. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. You know,
And that's another bunch of people that know who Jesse Liberty is.
There you go, which is always helpful as an evangelist to be meeting good folks. And, you know, getting to know the community is a huge part of what I need to be doing and what I enjoy doing. So.
Me too. Anything else? Anything.
No, this is great. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Jesse.
I appreciate it. So I was trying to decide, what is it that I enjoy? It's gadgets, it's people who I like. It's basically, it's my technology and friends.